Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give them a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Well, there's been some recent legislation passed by the Illinois House of Representatives, and it's drawing some praise, it's drawing some criticism, and it has to do with mascots. Specifically, the bills would prohibit the use of Native American names, logos, and mascots, and restrict schools and educational institutions from continuing to use those mascots that are deemed inappropriate. And some of the pushback is coming from the local communities like Collinsville and Freeburg. And down the hall, a friend of ours, Annie Fry, host of the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 KFTK, she is hosting a Save Our Mascots pep rally that is going to unify Illinois schools against this Illinois House Bill 1237. She joins us now. Annie, how are you doing? Ooh, Annie there?
Huh. That's what it sounds like when I try to tune into 97.1.
We'll try it one more time. Well, hang on. But just a couple of notes. The Save Our Mascots pep rally is Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Collinsville High School football stadium. So when we get Annie, we'll get some more information about that, because this is something, Michael, that has been in the news over the past few years, kind of starting with the national teams,
right? Like Washington football team,
Washington football
and the Cleveland
team.
Indians, mm-hmm. and the change. I look, I think some of these mascot names are offensive and probably should be reworked, but I never understood the core principle of a mascot is somebody who's emblematic of the team that you're supporting,
mm-hmm.
and it's something you hold up in reverence, it's something you're rooting for, you're putting it on your chest. So I don't find the words Indian or, you know, the words that have been used to be offensive, because I look at mascots as something we lift up. Now, I guess there are some words that are derogatory.
Yeah.
That probably should be kept out. And I'm kind of interested on where Annie's at on that, because as it relates to the Native American stuff, I kind of agree with her.
Yeah, so there's what Annie has posted with her Save Our Mascot pep rally. She said basically they're seeking to ask for local control over the issues. So it would be a nonpartisan positive assembly of people. And I do like the idea of the local control, the local decisions, instead of across the board, here's what you can and can't use. Because I think it does need to be a case-by-case basis. I can see how the Washington Redskins, which was the original team name,
right,
it's not great. It was used as a derogatory term originally, even though when you pick something, a name as your mascot, it's because you are lifting it up. You're
yes.
saying, this is who we are. But I get how you'd want to change that name. There was even some mixed feelings from within the Native American community. Some didn't care. Some of the Native
right.
Americans, the Washington Post did a big story on it, and a lot of the Native Americans were fine. There were some who were not okay with it.
Right.
So maybe leave that to a local decision. I was kind of surprised with the Cleveland Indians that now their mascot.
They didn't like the picture of the Yahoo.
I think the picture was a little offensive. I
don't see it.
Caricature.
But then again, I'm not a Native American, and
yeah.
so I don't know what that like. Now, I know that when I played baseball when I was a kid, we had the Bantam division, we had the Midget division, mm-hmm. we had lots of words. And I think some of those words have been used for mascots in the past, you know, whether it be midgets, etc. I don't know. I see that a little bit different
yeah.
than I see the Indians or the Redskins. I don't see that as...
So just as a quick heads up, 314-436-7900. You can text us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this issue about mascot names. 314-436-7900. We have Annie Fry on the line. Annie, we were just talking about your Save Our Mascots pep rally specifically, and tell me if I'm right here, the mascots that are affected in your area, the Warriors, the Kahawks, the Indians, and the Midgets, correct?
Yeah, those are some of them.
Some
and
of them?
It gets even broader than that. And I think if you, when you start to dig into the history of the state of Illinois, which is a Native American related name of the state, and of course we are fighting Illini, and there's a lot of respect that is mm-hmm. involved in, you know, the implementation of something like that as a school mascot. This means a lot to a lot of people in the state of Illinois, because, you know, we're talking about Native American history and heritage, of course, which deserves the utmost respect. I think that the opportunity that is being missed right now by the Illinois state legislature that is looking to mandate that by September 1st of 2028, all requirements must be met by HB 1237, and I think it's really important. My angle on this now, in my career of being in school, I was an Illinois student my whole life. I've been an Eagle, I've been a Knight, I've been a Tiger, and I've been a Cougar. So I have not none of the places that I've gone to school personally have been affected by this bill that's going to be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Should the Senate pass it, the House has already passed it. My advocacy here is for local control. The idea that a Rockford state representative is going to implement this, in my opinion, virtue signaling to these schools that are all across the state that have personal relationships with a lot of communities that actually do support the name. You know, maybe people out of town don't support the Muscoota Indians, but people in town do understand it. They have relationships with that you know, are historically connected to the honor that they provide the mascots that they have in these schools. My advocacy here is local control.
Yeah.
Muscoota decides we got to get rid of the Indian. We're over this. And the community says we're ready to invest the $2 to $3 million taxpayer dollars, local taxpayer dollars, to change this. Then that community should 100% say it's time to move on. But we don't need out of district representatives wagging their finger in the faces of the Collinsville Kahawk, Cahokia, I think Calhoun, Carlisle, Freeburg, even, you know, in Freeburg, you guys said that's kind of a different one. You know, I see how that might be different in some people's eyes. Let Freeburg make that decision. They don't need a state. Illinois got some other problems to address rather than this. Maybe they could focus on this, and then they could persuade the local communities to you know, why don't you consider possibly doing something different and see what they have to say?
Yeah, two things. Number one, what's the chances of this bill passing? And isn't it also an unfunded mandate to say that you have to change it, because you just enumerated that it's a couple million dollars for a community?
Oh, sure. You know, I'm thinking of specifically our pep rally Sunday at 2 p.m. It's going to be at the football stadium at Collinsville High School. We had to pick a place that was public that hopefully we get a good crowd. But we're inviting all schools who want to rally. You know, it's going to be kind of like a big class reunion for a lot of these different places. All positive. It's nonpartisan. I want every Republican and every Democrat to say, let the local taxpayers make the decision to make this change. And, you know, that the amount of money, I know Collinsville specifically, the superintendent for this Collinsville School District is going to be speaking at this event. I believe the Granite City School superintendent is as well. I know the Muscoota superintendent has been involved in the process. But Collinsville just put in a brand new, beautiful mascot representation, their school logo, in the middle of their gym floor. They just did it. The taxpayers just paid for that. It was just fine with the taxpayers to do that right now. They're going to have all of that compliant by 2028. It's not a responsible use of the state legislature's time. If they're a community, if there are people who want to lobby for Collinsville to change it, then go lobby Collinsville. But I think if you go to Collinsville right now, you're going to see these folks love the Kahawk. The Kahawk is not actually a tribe. It's kind of a derivative of Cahokia, which is a, you know, worldly historical place. Go tell those people that you'd like to see them change and see if you can get some traction there. And if you can't, don't force upon the people who are going to have to fund it, take money out of the classroom, out of textbooks, out of technology, out of, you know, paying teachers what they deserve. Don't take that money out of there and redo the gym floor. That seems absurd to me.
Yeah, Annie, your pep rally actually brought this House bill to my attention. I didn't know about it before that. And it's one of those things. We've lost the ability, I think, to have serious conversations and nuance, because maybe there are some mascots that need to change. But then to go in with a statewide mandate that would affect, I guess, even the Warriors. We had a texter. Mm-hmm. A texter said, good gracious, how is the Warriors offensive? And I'm thinking, well, if the Warriors are offensive, wouldn't you have to change the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, it's just so it never.
How about the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah.
You know? And then, here's another thing. And if you guys are trying to fill time on the radio, which we have already done on my show, go look at the funniest mascot name. There's a school in Illinois that's called the Apple Knockers. That's a real true story. That's the mascot.
Sounds obscene.
That's going to be okay. But I also want to know.
What part of Illinois is that, Annie? I may need to go by there.
I know. And there's some other treats. We had some fun with it. But, you know, here's the other thing. If you can't have the midgets, I don't think you can have the giants. We can't be saying short people can't be represented, but tall, big people can. I could go all day with it. It's absurd.
I know, and I don't even know, like, if you got into the etymology of midget, because with hockey there's bantam midget, right, and minor midget, and it's like something that you haven't thought about, and so would they change the hockey leagues? And like I said, I am not opposed to having conversation, like you said, make it local. Let's say you do want to change the midgets and have that conversation locally, but to have a statewide bill, if you are going to say that this bill is reasonably sound and built on a logical foundation, then you have to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Blackhawks, and it's going to continue.
The Illini. I mean, they've already. I'm a Trump fan. If people listen to my show, they know that. But I think I'm a common sense person. I said when Donald Trump gets done with all his other executive orders, I wish he'd bring back Chief Illiniwek. I don't know if I'm going to get that out of the president. But when it comes to this bill specifically, we have Katie Stewart, a Democrat state representative in the 112th district. She voted against this bill. There are other Democrats that are voting against this bill. It's not a partisan thing. It's not a red-blue thing. It's a common-sense thing. Local control. That's what we want. That's what we're advocating for. And if you come out and support us, you know, I know there are going to be people who are diehard Protect the Kahawk at Sunday at 2, and I support those people because they're the community taxpayers. But what I'm about is give it to the people who are going to have to pay for your mandate. because they're not going to solve the problem they're trying to address if this bill passes and they put this taxpayer burden on these communities. The problem that they think exists that they're trying to solve will not be completely solved. Well, I don't even think there's any progress by doing it when they're done feeling good about themselves because they pass this. And you asked what the likelihood of this passing. We're really excited to have a huge rally on Sunday, but the likelihood of this passing, I think, is 90%.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so the rally is this Sunday, April 27th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Collinsville High School Football Stadium. You're saying to wear your spirit gear, save our mascots pep rally, which I do really like that you said it's you're seeking to go back to local control over these issues if there is a name, because there are some names probably that need to be changed, but let it be those local taxpayers, the people who have to pay for it, let them decide versus a sweeping House bill. And I want to say this, Annie, before we let you go, so people, again, they can find more information with your show, but maybe we'll chat with you next week because you are going to the White House and will be part of the White House press corps for a day or two?
Yeah, this is crazy. My producer, Brad Range, had worked really hard. We've had a good, strong relationship on our show with Will Scharf, who people now know as the narrator to Trump's executive orders. But, of course, he was a prosecutor here in the state of Missouri. He ran for attorney general, and Andrew Bailey won out, which is great because he's a great attorney general. But Will Scharf helped us get an opportunity to go in next week during Trump's 100 days, and I'm going to get to move with the press pool, whatever that means. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to be in the White House, and I'm going to be, you know, covering this from what is it like to be in the White House while Donald Trump, who is a very fast-paced individual, is doing the things he does. So we'll be covering that. People can check out the Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, YouTube page. I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff there, but of course the Annie Fry show will be covering it. I'd love to come back on with you and talk about, you know, what I'm learning, what I'm experiencing, what I've got to see.
Yeah, no, and what that would be like. I mean, access that 99.9% of us won't ever get. Maybe you'll get a chance. There's a chance, right? You can ask a question of the President of the United States.
There's a chance I could do that. They've told me I'll be able to ask a question in the press briefings, and they're supposed to, I believe, be having a press briefing pretty much every day next week. They've got a lot lined up to respect the 100 days into Donald Trump's second term. So they've told me I can ask a question there, and that's essentially, when you talk to the press secretary, you're talking to the administration. She speaks for the administration, and if people have thoughts on what I should ask Amy, Mike, all of y'all, if you got thoughts, I'm all ears. So you can tweet at me on X at Annie Fry Show, or
well, you might go viral if you ask about the apple knockers.
Ryan Wiggins on my show keeps wanting the show to go viral, but I think that's how I end up losing my job. So I'll take any and all advice. But
well, thank you very much,
Annie. Enjoy that trip, Annie.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week.
So much.
We'd love to hear all about it. Annie Fry, Save Our Mascots Pep Rally, Sunday, April 27th, 2 p.m., Collinsville High School Football Stadium. We'll check in with Annie after she hangs out with the White House press pool. Have you done that, Michael?
I've been there, yes.
I'm not in the
press pool. That's fancy what she's doing, but I've been in all those places she's going to get to see.
Very, very
once
cool.
In a lifetime. I enjoy it.
The texts are coming in. We want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. You can text in. You can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. What are your thoughts about mascot names and this Illinois legislature pushing this bill that would eliminate a lot of them and put the burden on taxpayers? It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Michael Kelly, Amy Markscore is with you, continuing our conversation about mascots, specifically related to House Bill 1237 that the Illinois House and recently passed. The Senate will vote on it next week. Annie Fry is holding a Save Our Mascots pep rally. A couple texts coming in. One from a 314, which is kind of what we brought up with Annie. How about the Chiefs, meaning the Kansas City Chiefs? Will they change that? And I think logically, if this House bill is so sweeping that you're getting rid of Warriors.
This is high schools. I mean,
this is.
Yeah.
But you can see how the logic, if it's inappropriate for a high school, then it would be inappropriate for the NFL.
But what if one of these schools did have a word that, you know, a female dog, you know, the Benton female dogs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
local control, we ought to let them do that. But at the same time, I don't like the idea of taking away the Chiefs or, you know, the names of particular Indians.
From a 618, I live in Illinois, and I think the state has bigger issues than mascot names. 314, Big Blonde Dan, he said, in the context of American Indian and Indigenous law, Indian is a legal term of art, specifically referring to individuals who are members of federally or officially state-recognized tribes. That said, we can all agree that Redskins was offensive, as in the Washington Redskins, and I am fine with the Washington Redskins changing their name. I have no problem with it. I can see how that would be offensive. We also had someone clarify that the Apple Knockers, that's a mascot, or for all the apple orchards in the areas, Centralia Orphans. Oh, they had a girls track meet in high school called the Orphan Annie Relays. I can see how that would also not be okay.
The sun would always come out on those rings.
We've got a voice message from Rick.
My wife is Osage Indian, believe it or not, and she thinks it's silly. Redskins was a little offensive. It was an offensive word, but Indians, she was, like, proud. Her high school, their mascot was Indians, and she was proud of it. And, you know, some of the other names like Chiefs, et cetera, it actually honors the Indians. Yeah. So I just think that they have to, you know, pick and choose. But we got a little crazy with eliminating all their names. And the Indians, they lost a way of being honored.
Okay. Yes, I agree with him. I think
because if it's a mascot, you're not making fun of it. You chose it to represent you.
Let's be honest. I was a bobcat at one time, a pioneer, a rebel at Ole Miss, and a riverman at UMSL. I wasn't ever proud to be calling my. I never called myself any of those things. When people say, "Well, I was proud to be a, you know, a pioneer," well, I mean, I was proud to have gone to the school, but I don't know that I was proud to be the name of the mascot.
You know what you know what I would find more offensive? This is going to be, I'm going to get in trouble.
Please do it.
I never understood why, like, the Catholic schools, like Chaminade or the Red Devils.
Yeah.
Like, that's your enemy.
Right.
Why would you be like, we're Chaminade, we're Satan? You know what I mean?
That's an interesting point.
Like,
I forgot
would you
that
be the,
they are the
isn't
Red
it the
Devils.
Blue Devils, Duke?
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be religious.
Yeah,
I never understood why religious universities would choose the arch enemy. That's like, we are the antichrists. Well, don't pick that guy. to be your mascot.
We're the Camel X, the cable TV ears.
Yeah, right. I never understood. If you have any thoughts on why the religious schools always pick the devil as their mascot, I would love to hear it, because I feel like that's not a great move. I would feel so weird if we were the West County Christian Home Educator Antichrists. Like, that's like the worst thing we could pick. We were like the Constitution.
I bet you guys were a fierce cheering section, the West County homeschooler.
The West County Christian Home Educators.
Yeah, you guys were probably a fierce cheering group.
Well,
what would your mascot be?
Probably the Constitution, I would think. Or really? A founding father. Or the founding fathers.
Like John Hancock.
Hey, we're getting a lot of texts in, so we're going to continue this a little bit longer. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Markscores. We're going to get to your texts next. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Michael Kelly, Amy Markscores alongside you on a Friday. And quite the conversation about high school mascots. This, of course, being prompted by Illinois Bill HB 1237. It was passed by the Illinois House, will be likely voted for next week and sent to the governor's desk, voted for in the Senate and sent to the governor's desk. And as Annie Fry from 97.1 pointed out, that this would be a statewide measure, and it would put the financial burden on the local communities to change mascots, even if those communities didn't want to change the mascot. She brought up Collinsville. That stinks for them, having spent all that money to redo their basketball courts and include the mascot to brand for the high school. They'd have to rip all of that up. So her push is, let's make it local control. If Collinsville, if Freeburg, if they want to change their mascots, let it be up to them, since they will have to carry the financial burden. The texts are coming in. Let's get down here. They're coming in quick here. If the Fighting Illini, this is from a 618, so from Illinois, if the Fighting Illini ever have to change the name, won't the state of Illinois be forced to change their name also? That's from Phil. I guess because Illinois, the tribe, the Indians?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Illini.
The Indians,
Illinois is named after the Illinois Indian, yeah.
Yeah, another 618. Before Illinois lawmakers tell schools to remove Native American names from their sports teams, they should change the state name of Illinois. That's another one.
I want to do some more research on how likely it is that this bill is going to pass. I mean, I understand that it angers people because we all went to high school. And I'm just wondering if this is more of a political outrage than a reality.
Williamsville, this is from a 217. They were the Williamsville Bullets.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think now. It says, I don't have any problem with being a bullet. Our middle school and elementary schools are the BBs. But someone would have an issue with it. Sorry, our text line sometimes gets a little funky. But they're saying that someone could have an issue with it. I've never heard of the Bullets. I can see. I mean, that's the thing. I think it should be probably up to the communities themselves, because I was fine with the Washington Redskins changing their names. But then the, like, Chicago Blackhawks or the Kansas City Chiefs, because this bill would also say that the Warriors is offensive. And I think that's probably taking it a step too far.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too cheeky on this, but what about us Irish? What, are we all fighters?
Well, right. That is.
I'm not offended by that.
So, 314 said the Missouri Tigers were actually named after a Civil War guerrilla group that had skirmishes with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, that's true, right? The Missouri Tigers and the Jayhawks, that's what that goes back to. Yeah, there was a whole border clash there.
I'm not going to say the word here, but someone did bring up Peking, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And how that one, they should change.
Yeah,
that
my
was,
uncle
that was a good one
there
that they changed.
This has been 50, 60 years old. It was the Peking, and it's a derogatory slur for a Chinese person. But it literally was the name of their school mascot. And I think that's, from my perspective, what the intention of the legislation should really be.
Yeah.
And maybe, I think we can all agree that the word midget used in an inappropriate context could be considered that word as well. like that as well.
I think case by case. I have fine if a community wants to change its name.
But apple knockers? I haven't got a problem with that. What's offensive about an apple knocker? Is that what's described the person who picks apples as a person who's
from
an apple knocker?
Yeah, from the apple orchard.
They just knock the tree and then there you go.
I'm trying to find this. I just lost it about Chaminade apparently did change their name for, here we go. It says there was a period, this is from a 408, there was a period maybe in the 90s when Chaminade took the name Flyers. Apparently people wouldn't really accept it and they went back to the Red Devils.
Yeah, but I don't think them having the Red Devils makes them less whatever. I mean, it's a stupid name. That's all it is it's a little face that they can put out there. Of a drawing.
You want to put Satan?
Yeah, but I mean, really? Are you worried that the brothers that teach at Chaminade, I think they're, were they the Marian brothers? I don't remember what order it is. But that they are, you know, devil worshippers? Quite the opposite.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I think it has to be community by community. I'm saying personally,
What is a golden griffin? Isn't that the half of these things? What, personally, I'm sorry, Amy, I cut you off. I'm just starting to think of all the silly
names. I was just
going
to say, personally, it's just funny to me, like, if I were a faith-based school, like, I wouldn't pick the devils, so it's funny that so many do.
We're the devils! The devils!
What's a Hoya? Because I'm thinking of all the religious schools. What's a Billiken?
Is a Hoya a
Is
bulldog?
The Billiken? Well, this is a Jesuit school. Mm-hmm. The Billikens, now that's a lucky charm. It's like a mythical thing that you wish on. I'm sure it's got some basis in, you know, satanic blah, blah, blah. If you want, you know, come on. Although the Billiken is kind of a
There's like probably
weird
somewhere,
mascot.
Some Presbyterian school that has like something crazy, like a devil or something.
How do you think the vote went down when they were like, okay, we're going to come up for a name for the St. Louis U mascot. Let's call it the Billiken. Where did that even come from? Had you ever even heard the word Billiken other than...
Oh, nobody knows. I know where the name Puck comes from like a hockey puck. Because whenever I think of a Billiken, I think of Puck, which was like this from Shakespeare, like the super sketchy, darty, hard-to-track character.
Okay.
And that's why they say they named it. But the
Billiken,
and
that's where the hockey puck word came from?
I think
from?
So.
Really?
Now I feel like I'm speculating.
It doesn't matter.
But
well, you know, people got Google. They can check it.
So anyway, thank you for everyone texting in. And I wanted to I saw one more text. I love our country dearly, but we have to be the only country that spends so much time and money and effort making sure no one gets offended.
Right.
I don't know. Although I think Europe has some of this too.
It is interesting to me. Annie is doing this from a nonpartisan manner, but she's a conservative radio host, a MAGA supporter, who often in the past has, you know, supported, you know, a different thought process as it comes to regulation. Like, oh, you ought to be able to regulate your books and the state ought to be able to do these bans. I mean, I'm with her premise on this argument, which is let the schools and the towns make their own decision. You want to be a devil, be a devil.
Yeah.
You want to be an Indian, be an Indian. You want to be a chief, be a chief.
Yeah. I just think.
Want to be a jerk? You already are.
You have to use common sense, as you say, Michael. And again, there are some names that, like we've mentioned in Illinois. Where is Peking?
Yeah, Peking.
Illinois?
Peking, Illinois. Peking, like, Pekin, Illinois.
So that was one that should be changed.
Sure.
I think I'm even on board with the Washington Redskins. But then at some point, we have to be able to have serious conversations and nuance. One texter did say, what if instead of changing the name, you spend a week and it's like honoring, this is how we got our name, this is why we have our school name.
Yeah.
And you could do that as well.
Sing Kumbaya.
From a 314... Michael, you're doing great.
Really?
Yes.
Is that really what
That's
it says?
What it says.
There has never been a text message that has come into KMOX that has ever made any reference like that
and
in a positive
from
way.
From a 618, great topics and great substance. Thank you. As long as you're not joking. Whenever I get a compliment, I always am assuming
right.
people are being
I think
sarcastic.
The worst. Yeah,
I think the worst.
if somebody says to you, hey, how's the, you know, are you hot? Are you cold? You're like, oh my God, I got to change the temperature. Are these people?
Yeah. I'm always afraid that they're joking or being sarcastic. Michael, before we let you go, because this is something.
Where am I going? Home? I'm done for the day?
You're almost done for the day.
Yeah?
I'm almost
How about
done
you?
For the day. Yeah, because Matt Pauly is stepping in for Chris Ranji to host the Gasthouse Gang. In case anybody listening was wondering, is Amy hosting Gasthouse? No, she's not. Okay, you haven't, this blew my mind. Matt Pajeski and I were out late last night. We were at the Blues game. It was a late puck drop. He's looking. He's like, I wasn't with her.
Hey, Matthew.
I was waiting for Kelly to give me the look.
Hey, now. Late night, huh, kids?
We were both in our suits in the media press box.
Uh-huh.
Because it was
what
an
kind eight, of suits?
An 8:45 okay. puck drop. And it was super late. I had to set my alarm. And I'm like,
right.
My goodness. The alarm, it went off quickly this morning. I felt like I had just fallen asleep, and then the alarm blares and I have to wake up, and I was so afraid I was going to oversleep. And then you said that you have not used an alarm.
Years, decade, more.
But you wake up and on the weekends, on Sunday, you
yes,
did you do
I
Hancock
can wake
and Kelly.
Myself up. I now listen, I'm not completely nuts in the sense that if I have a flight that's leaving at 5 a.m. and I have to be there at 4, I'm setting my alarm at 3:30. There may be the rare exception like that, but on a typical day, including today, or on Sunday when I go to do the television and I've got to get up and be on with Scott in the morning, I do not have to set my alarm. Have not set it.
Just so people know, Michael Kelly works a job 5 days a week, but then also has to wake up for, is it 7:15 on Saturdays or Sundays?
Sundays,
7:15 to join KMOX.
We join KMOX, and then we go do television.
And then you go do television, and to me, I would have 10 alarms set.
Nope, no alarms necessary. But now, maybe that goes back to when I was young. Remember when you're like in high school and stuff, and on the weekends you could sleep till noon, and your parents would come in and be like, what are you going to do? Sleep your life away. We're not a family that sleeps all the time. I would beg for a day that I could sleep in. I mean, if I could make it to 9:30 one day, actually, I probably would call my doctor thinking I'm ill.
That you're sick, yeah.
How about you? I mean, are you able to actually sleep in?
No, I'm not. I'm not able to sleep in. I will say I never go to bed really late. If I go to bed, say at 2 a.m., which is super late, very, very rare, I will wake up at 6:30 and then try to go back to bed. But a normal night between 10:30 and 11:30, I'm going to wake up before 7, but I would never trust it because the one time that I didn't set my alarm, I would sleep till 8. And I never do. I never sleep till 8.
Maybe my motivation, Amy, comes from the fact that, like, I would put next to fingernails on a chalkboard the sound of the old night table alarms, you know, that beep, beep, beep. Oh, when I used to have that when going to high school and stuff, that killed me. And maybe that's part of what kept me away from it because, I hate the sound of an alarm.
If you have a song as an alarm or even an iPhone sound, that if that's someone else's ringer, doesn't it just make you feel sick to your stomach when you hear it throughout the day?
Totally.
Oh, that noise right there. Oh, my gosh.
And that's those. Do you remember those little radio clocks with the little red? Ugh.
When I would do the sports reports and, you know, join like a Tom Ackerman or a Debbie Monterey and you had to wake up at 3 a.m., I would set 10 alarms. I was so afraid that I was going to oversleep.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll do that with, and if I, let's say I have to wake up at 4:30 because I have a big workout or a run before work. I will wake up generally before 4:30, but not like I slept well and I woke up. It is, I wake up at 2:15, 2:30, 2:45 because I'm anticipating that early wake up. If I have to wake up very early, I don't sleep well. Mm. Yeah, it's stressful.
Wow. I'm glad that I don't need an alarm because that noise that Matt Pajeski was playing right there would send me over the edge.
Yeah, it almost
did.
This
is the new one. That's the iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that's the iPhone noise.
It sends a shiver down your spine hearing that.
One doesn't bother me.
Oh, that bothers me.
That's my everyday alarm.
The other one really is annoying. Here we go.
The Big Blonde Dan, going back quickly to the mascots.
I like Big Blonde Dan.
I do too. About the Chaminade Red Devils. He goes, maybe keep your friends close and your enemies closer. That's a good strategy.
So Big Blonde Dan, would you call him a super fan of KMOX?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he comes, like I met him at the Glover.
That's crazy. He's still
throwdown.
A phantom to me.
Yeah. You've not met him.
No.
I met him at the Glover Throwdown. That's the cool thing about KMOX is when people come up to you and we all have a story on how we got hooked on it, right?
Oh,
mine was Jim White.
Really?
As a
Jim
kid.
Jim White.
Do you remember Jim White, Amy?
I
used to do the overnights here?
No, because I got hooked on it from the old radio on top of my papa's refrigerator that you would have on in the morning and during lunch. So if it was overnight, I didn't hear it, but I would hear morning news. I would hear Charlie Brennan.
Bob Hardy.
Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
I would hear Rush Limbaugh. So that whole tone of the Rush Limbaugh, what was his radio network called?
The EIB Network with one part of my neck tied behind my...
I'm like eating saltine crackers. Okay, we have a few more minutes, and we're gonna get to a few more texts. Michael Kelly, Amy Mark Score is with you for a couple of minutes before the Gas House Gang starts. And
I got to go up and read about the Apple Knockers and see how the season's going this year.
Man, the Apple Knockers are really getting a lot of love on our message boards here. The Facebook, Bill says, Cobden, Illinois are the Apple Knockers. They're a small village and finished second in the state basketball tournament.
Yeah.
I guess that was, I don't know, this year. At some point they did.
1964.
Well, good for them.
The Cobden Apple Knockers surrounded by orchards.
Who doesn't think about the glory days of their Apple Knockers?
Brian says, you know what, you guys all need to go home. Brian says the Peoria Chiefs changed from an Indian theme to a firefighter theme.
I like that.
Yep, someone else brought up the inappropriate pecan.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Pecan?
I don't know,
pecan.
Illinois.
Pecan?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
I'm just telling you it's a slur. For
yeah,
an Asian
not
person.
A good one.
But I mean, their Letterman's jackets had the name on it and the logo, which go Google it.
Hey, the Tutopolis, is that how you say it? Tutopolis, Illinois. They were the wooden shoes. It says Blair said that has to strike fear in their opponents.
Tutopolis, what the wooden shoes?
Like
what are they going to change
the
their name to? The clogs?
Well, you could get clobbered, I guess. Oh, don't Matthew says don't forget the Demon Deacons. That's terrible.
Yeah, who is the Demon Deacon? Somebody big.
It sounds really familiar.
This was fun. Always good to be with
Always
you.
Always fun. Thank you, Michael. Go enjoy the day. Go enjoy.
Bring home a winner on Sunday, Amy, in the press box.
Two winners, the Blues and the Cardinals. Thank you very much. Thank you all for listening. Chris Ranji will be back on Monday. And next, we've got Matt Pauly. He is hosting the Gas House Gang. They're going to figure out what's going on with the Cardinals. It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.